Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, let's go to this phone call here. Is this the real name that's on the monitor?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Beryl. What's up, Beryl?
Hello, Helen Keeney.
Oh. He said, hello, Helen Keeney. Oh. I speak Beryl.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, this is Beryl, like your Twitter and Facebook friend.
Oh, you're her?
Oh, I got it. I got
oh, you're
it.
Her Twitter and Facebook friend, or my Twitter and Facebook friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard this show before, so I don't know you guys.
Oh.
But you're a fan of mine.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for calling. How can I fix you?
What's Beryl's problem? Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong? What can
what's
I do for you?
What's wrong with you, Beryl?
Well, I'm I'm the guy who sends you all this stuff every once in a while, and I want to know what can I do to get over my little crush that I have on you.
Ew. Wait, is this Daryl and not Beryl?
Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl.
Okay. I actually know, I think I know who this is.
Sorry, Beryl.
He gets mad when I call him my stalker, but I think he's a super fan. I think I actually know who this is.
What does he look like?
Is
he hot?
That's me.
I've never met him in person, so I don't know what he looks like.
Do you think I think he's probably smoking hot.
Does he steal your shoes? Does he get bumps on his face because of the pressure of
when
not going
I appear
with
you? At comedy clubs, he mails me things.
Oh, that's cool.
I think, is this who
no,
I'm...
No, I live in Iowa.
Okay. But can I say something about him? And this is 100% true.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like he's inside my head because on his Twitter page, he like tweets out things about stand-up comedy and things that are going on in the industry. He lets me know about upcoming opportunities that my manager doesn't tell me about, like when they're looking for like women comics for like a new TV series. It's really kind of creepy.
Helen, are you single? I mean, Beryl, are you single?
He knows I'm married. I'm married.
Oh, okay. Beryl, what about you? Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Why do you think that is?
Beats the heck out of me.
Yeah, he's picky, you know? He's just picky.
I've been trying for 50 of my 63 years on earth.
Hey, how many people have you killed?
Zero.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. And you know what? How many TV people that you don't know, like myself, are you fans of?
Too many to mention on the air.
Okay, that's what I had suspected. So you don't make me feel special.
Yeah.
When you stalk a group of people.
Is Helen your favorite that you stalk?
First of all, I do not stalk. And second of all, yes, I do think Helen is special.
What do you like most about Helen, Beryl? Yeah,
good question.
Her personality.
What about how she looks? What's your favorite? What's her favorite?
She is beautiful.
Yeah, physical attribute.
Yeah.
Her smile.
Yeah.
I feel fine, but the guys in the room are getting scared. Do you know, honestly, I really appreciate how sweet you are and what a big fan you are. And I honestly think it's very sweet. And Eddie does as well. Eddie is my husband. And I'm always like, this guy's like all over. It's making me nervous. He's like, no, he just really thinks you're great.
Yeah.
Like, just like it. Like, it's really nice.
Yeah,
so I really do appreciate it, Daryl. You are actually an excellent fan. And
awesome.
I do appreciate you.
Translation.
Well, thank you very much.
Get away from me.
Let me tell you something real quick.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No harm to anybody.
Thank you.
Hey, Beryl, how big's your penis?
Oh, my God!
Stop it!
No!
Why do you don't do that?
I'm sorry.
That's not appropriate.
Sorry, Daryl. No.
I think his intentions are pure towards me. I think he just wants to be... I think he just wants to
prove it!
All right, well, I want to know. Tell me.
Jesus
don't
Christ.
Stop
no, don't
it.
Do it. Don't do
don't
it, Daryl.
Tell him. Don't. That's not appropriate.
Sorry. Hey, Daryl?
Yes, sir?
What's your favorite thing about Helen?
The way she
sleeps
carries herself, the way she cares about things outside of comedy like
politics,
politics mm-hmm. and being supportive of females.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you had coitus with a woman and or man?
I can't believe this, but I think I'm going to defend my stalker. Don't be mean to Daryl. He's a good person.
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah.
I have one fan. If you guys scare him away, I'm going to have no fans.
I just want to listen, Daryl, when was the last time you had sex?
It's not
That's a personal question.
Yeah, idiot. I'm sorry, Daryl. I apologize.
I'm asking.
My producers
no worries.
They're unhinged.
No words?
Hey, Beryl?
No worries.
It's Daryl with a D.
Hey, Beryl, how big's your penis?
Stop
you
it.
You asked him that.
I didn't
Will
answer.
Will you please? This
Sorry.
Is terrible.
When
Sorry.
Did you have sex last?
Yeah. You guys right. are bullying. I'm they calling are. Melania Trump
please
and telling her to hashtag you guys.
My God.
You
I
guys
apologize.
Are bullies.
They are bullies. I
Daryl,
apologize.
Don't listen to
answer
them.
Question,
they don't
Beryl.
Know what they're...
I'm
they
turning their mics off.
They don't
off.
Know what kindness is.
Unbelievable.
Nobody hugged them when they were babies.
Who taught you guys to be this way?
You did, Johnny B.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
You did, Daddy.
Oh, man.
Oh my
I
goodness.
Apologize.
You guys are killing me.
Daryl.
It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support.
You too.
Yeah, you're
Thank
awesome,
you.
Daryl.
You too.
Thanks for calling in and adding to the show, buddy. Appreciate
bye.
It.
Bye, Barry.
All right. Thank you.
Later, pal.
Okay, here's the sad part. I literally feel like I only have one fan. If everybody felt the way he felt, I would be, like, sad.
No, you have a ton of fans. Guaranteed you have a ton of fans. Just only one that wants to wear dresses and put lipstick on when he listens to you.
I got a letter today from the network that I work at saying that some like a super fan like really wanted an autographed picture of
See?
Me.
Yeah.
And I immediately said, "If it's is it like I thought it was this guy?" And I was so defensive. I wrote back like a nasty email right away. Like,
oh,
seriously,
no.
can't you guys keep people away from
oh,
me?
Oh, man.
And then I realized it was some lady. So I felt really bad.
She's in the parking lot.
Yeah, no,
she has a machete. Oh, my God.
I know.
He
he's actually a really great fan. He's really a great fan. Like his Twitter stuff that he, you know, he's very supportive.
Yeah, that's good.
And he does. I did find out through security that he, it's true, that he lives far away and he's not a threat.
Of course. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
Or he books his flight to your house.
If you'd like to call in and do some group therapy right here on the show, feel
oh,
free to call
no.
in.
Hey, Helen, where do you live?
Oh, I don't think I'm going to tell
address?
You.
Yeah. Can we Google Maps?
Especially with those glasses. I'm more worried about you, to be honest.
I was just asking for Beryl.
It's Daryl.
I feel like Daryl is wearing the same glasses as you will.
It's Who's that?
Oh, my gosh.
Coconuts Comedy Club.
If you follow me on social media,
yeah.
you will see him all
Ooh,
over it.
Okay. I think I am following you
I
on
also
Twitter.
Do a YouTube series with a very funny comedian Al Romas and Al Ducharme called The Two Dicks. They're
oh,
two
yes.
detectives. So
yes.
I'm shooting another episode coming up, and I've done two other episodes.
I am following that show and following. I love Al. Like,
Are you following both dicks?
Yes.
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 Nice.
They're awesome.
They're very funny. Detectives.
He's one of those guys when people are like, who's the funniest comedian in Tampa?
Al Romas.
I say it automatically.
I feel that way too.
Because people will tell me, oh, Johnny, you're the funniest comedian. And I go, maybe to you. I go, but if you're asking my opinion, it's Al Romas. Like, he is a murderer.
It's not that I think he's necessarily, he's just the funniest human because he's so like a curmudgeon. Like, he's never, I don't think
too.
I've ever seen him smile.
Yeah.
He's always
You're describing
like,
me a lot too.
Yeah, right.
But I've worked with him and he's one of those guys. It's so fun to watch him do what he does on stage. He's
yes.
just he's
Very
a
funny.
Million miles an hour and he's just punching in the face like boom, 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 boom.
So when
he's
I started
good.
In New York, we had the same agent on Long Island.
How do you
and
get all these
was,
managers and agents and stuff? How do I
well,
do that?
Well, at the time I was the only woman on the planet who was doing stand-up. There wasn't many women then. It was very few. And I think I was, you know, reasonably funny at the time. But I was, I mean, I don't want to say I was fantastic, but I was, you know.
I loved when women really started hitting the scene, kind of early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, there were, I was such a fan of some of them that really stood out. And I remember I had like this comedy crush on Wendy Liebman, right? Like, I just thought she was so just adorable. And she kind of, she kind of like created what would you call it? Like a
misdirection.
Yeah. The tag. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So
she's fantastic. And you'll be happy to hear she's a super sweet person.
Oh, I've worked with her. Yeah.
She's, we actually did a commercial together in the mid 90s. It was female comics for Degree deodorant.
Oh, wow.
We shot it on the, it was the Comedy Store. We shot it at the Comedy Store and Kathy Griffin was also in it, and they cut her out.
Good.
And her and I made a fortune from that commercial.
That's so funny.
We ended up in it. That was one of the biggest commercials I ever did, and it ran. And I was also a comedian in it.
Right.
So it was good, like, publicity that I was a non-sweaty comedian.
So it's the it's a subliminal tag, is I guess what it would be called. She does that thing. She's like, I used to run my company into the ground, you know, and like stuff like that. And she was so good at it. And I remember I was the house MC at the Tampa Improv for about 4 years. I was in a rotation. So I would try to handpick the, you know, I'd try to grab the comics I wanted to open for and MC for, because back then, and they still do today, and a lot of clubs still do this, whoever the MC is for the weekend, you also go and pick the comic up. You make sure that they get to their hotel room, and, you know, you're basically like their tour guide for the weekend. And when I saw she was on the schedule, I was like, can I work with Wendy Liebman? They're like, I don't know if that's a good fit for you. And we got you booked with John Witherspoon and da, da, da. And I'm like, just do it. And then I worked with her, and she was the sweetest,
so
nicest.
Sweet.
Like, I remember I would never bother people in the green room, because I remember, like, Lisa Lampanelli was mean to me. And I was like, she's like, what are you doing in my green room? I'm like, I work here. And she's like, yeah. Why are you still here? And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a fun 7 shows. And I ran away. But
you know, she doesn't do stand-up at all anymore.
That's probably for the best. Anyway.
You know what she does? She does weight loss seminars.
Yeah, she lost all that weight. Now she looks like a chicken. Anyway, but like a gross chicken. Anyway, so Wendy Liebman was so nice.
Love her.
To the point where I go, she got her dinner at the table the first night we worked together. And I went, oh, you're eating. I'll come back in a little bit. And she goes, no, sit down. Tell me about yourself. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, are you married? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I just got married. And I'm like, oh,
yes,
okay. And we just had like the greatest conversation. And in my heart, I was like, she's exactly what I wanted her to be.
Yeah, she's so funny, amazing, generous, kind.
Yeah, it's just cool when you meet somebody and they're better than you thought they were going to be. So
I agree. It doesn't always work out that way.
A lot of times. It's very, very sad.
It's very sad.
And I'm not afraid of telling people the truth about comics. Like, you know, hey, man, you worked with this guy. What's he like? I'm like, oh, douche. You know, not a good person. Sometimes they have a bad night, though. But if you work 7 shows with somebody and they're a dick for 7 shows, then, you know.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. I would judge them on.
Who's the worst person you ever worked with in all your decades of comedy? Yeah, let's get them. Come on.
I think that the comic that offended me like the most was, I worked in Vegas at the Riviera, and we used to do 21 shows a week.
Wow.
And the guy who booked it was a guy named Steve Sciarippa, who ended up acting on The Sopranos and became a very successful actor. And I think he's on like Blue Bloods now. I think he's a regular on that show.
Okay.
Like, he's an amazing guy. And he was actually, I think he's in the movie Casino, because he was like that guy. Like, he wasn't acting like he was like this Italian gangster type.
Oh, yeah.
He like literally was that guy, but also like a sweetheart. I loved him.
Yeah, he's Bobby Baccarat. He's the one that, he's not in the face, Tony, when they had to, I think that, is he the one that got shot on the boat?
Yeah, I think I can't say the name of his character on the radio, but.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it was big pussy.
Oh, can we say?
That's who he was.
I don't know if we're allowed to say.
Well, as long as you're talking about, like, you know, he was a coward. You know,
I think he actually was the bodyguard for that character.
Maybe
something like that.
No, I think.
But I was working there, I worked with, and you mentioned him actually earlier in the show, was J.J. Walker, Dynamite.
Yeah.
And I worked, and I'm trying to remember. I was on the show. I think he was headlining. I was featuring or something. 21 shows, and I was very young, and I used to wear these mini skirts. And like little, you know, I wore these little outfits.
We all did it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he said to me, nobody is listening to a word you're saying. They're just trying to look up your skirt. And I knew immediately that he wasn't listening to a word I was saying.
Lord Jesus.
And he was just, and I felt like he was incapable of seeing me as a person, even though the audience was very capable of seeing me as a person, because they wouldn't have laughed if they hadn't been listening.
Yeah.
And I was kind of, I know that maybe you want like a worse story than that, but that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty new, and I was excited to be working in Vegas, and I worked for Vegas for years and years and years and years after that, but I just felt like, you know, you look up to somebody who you think is really funny, and then they're just nasty to you, and it was sad.
That was not Dynamite!
Aww. Thank you. sees group therapy this way, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel better
you
now.
You feel better now? Yeah. That's awesome.
I think I just have a million stories of people being great and nice to me and helping me. And I just, I mean, comics are in general, like, they're really fantastic.
I have way more good stories. Yeah. I will say this. I've had radio people have been way more mean to me than comedy people ever. So we'll say that. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had radio people be super not mean to me, but when I was with the Three Blonde Moms, I probably shouldn't tell this story.
Do it.
I was on this show called Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big thing for a comedian to be on that show when we were touring.
But they also give you a little form to fill out and like a lead in the jokes and all that stuff. So.
Well, we were touring, the three of us, and they wouldn't let the other two women on the show because they said that they weren't good looking enough.
Sorry, Helen. Your other two gals, we're going to leave them in the green room because they're just not pretty enough for Bob and Tom.
That's exactly what happened. And I was like, what? And I'm like, what? But it's funny. The woman
Were you kind of like, hell yeah?
No.
Like a little bit like,
no.
Hell yeah.
Tell us about
I turned to the other,
wear.
The woman who was like the kind of in charge, and it made me laugh when I think about it because she was like, go out there, sell the show. Like, she didn't care. Right. Like, she just wanted the publicity to get the show. And I was like,
But you went.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
You know, and I, whatever. And I think that was part of their shtick or whatever, but talk to each other.
We heard you, you wear mini skirts in Las Vegas. Tell us about
No, but those
two, why are they Roger?
No, that wasn't. Those guys don't talk to each other.
The hammed up version.
You know that, right?
Oh, they don't like each other?
No.
Oh.
America, we are endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.